The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Sunday, a good day to go to Mass. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, February 20th, 2022. The seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today's readings reveal to us that being made into the image of God, we are called to be compassionate and forgiving as Jesus was. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for religious sisters and consecrated women, thanking them for their mission and their courage. May they continue to find new responses to the challenges of our times. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Lord Jesus, your words to us in today's Gospel are extremely beautiful and inspiring, and at the same time, extremely challenging for us. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic." Well, Lord, yeah, these words are radical and beautiful and amazing. But could I really do that? They seem impossible to me, Lord. To return good for evil. It's so against my instincts, really. And then later in the Gospel, you tell us, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Really? Naturally enough, we feel incapable of this. Even with my loved ones at times, it's hard enough to be patient and understanding and loving. So what about somebody who has hurt me or who I think has hurt me, has damaged me in some way? How could I possibly love them? Lord Jesus, sometimes I find it hard even to forgive people. Much less loving them, the same people. How could I possibly do that? Is this an impossible love that you're talking about? Certainly, it is a divine love. It's loving like God loves. And therefore, from a purely human point of view, indeed, it is impossible. But with you, Lord, with your grace, with your help, yes, it is possible. That's an impossible love which becomes possible through your grace. And besides, maybe it's good for us to meditate in our prayer on our identity. In the very beginning of Scripture, in the book of Genesis, we realize we're told that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That's who human beings are. We're made in the image and likeness of God. But what does this mean? Well, certainly it means that we're made in the image of likeness of God, who is love. And therefore our being, our identity, is all geared towards towards love. As St. John Paul said in one of his writings, love is the innate and fundamental vocation of every human being. We're made in the image of God, who is love. Look at the Blessed Trinity, which is an eternal loving communion, relationship, family, you could say, between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The three divine persons are constantly loving one another, dialoguing with one another, giving themselves to one another. They are the original family. They are the original model of true love, which is self-giving. And no wonder then that we human beings are social, that we're made for love, we're wired for love, because we're made in the image of God, who is Blessed Trinity, who is eternal love. The Blessed Trinity is a communion of life and love, and that's also the definition of a family. But you could say also in every person, there's that call to communion of life and love through social relations, through self-giving, through generosity. So yes, in fact, we can love in a divine way through God's grace and through our identity, because we're made in the image and likeness of this God who is love, who is self-giving love. Made in the image and likeness of God who is Christ. You, Jesus, who we speak to confidently and intimately in these 10 minutes, personally, you are God made man. You are the Son whom God the Father sent because he loved the world so much. And we're made in the image of you, who are self-giving love, love made flesh, love offered on the cross. And like Jesus, we too are enabled by grace to go out of ourselves, to give ourselves to everyone who needs our help, without any distinction. We're made in the image of God, of that God who, hanging on the cross, says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That Jesus on the cross forgives his enemies. He blesses them. And yes, we're also called to do this. It is a tall order. In fact, it's well beyond what our human capacities fit us for. But with the grace of God, with your help, Lord, we can do it. Well, you can do it through us, might be the most correct way of putting it. In fact, when it comes, when we struggle to be charitable, when we struggle to love our enemies or those who we find difficult, maybe that's the time particularly to pause and pray in front of a crucifix. To pray quietly, to be in the presence of Jesus on the cross and let him speak to us. Let him remind us that we are made in his image and likeness. Self-giving love to the end. And when we feel we haven't got the strength to forgive or to love or to go out of ourselves or to turn the other cheek, let's go to Jesus on the crucifix, the same Jesus in the tabernacle, the God who is love. We could think also of the Good Samaritan who finds this half-dead man battered and bruised on the side of the road and looks after him. He goes up, has compassion, binds up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then brings him to an inn and takes out 2 denarii, telling the innkeeper to take care of him. And whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Who is this Good Samaritan? In the first instance, it's you yourself, Jesus. You are the Good Samaritan, par excellence. Secondarily, all of us are called to be Good Samaritans, all of us, in our daily life, reaching out to everybody, especially those who are battered and bruised, which is everybody sometime. We are made in the image and likeness of this God who is the Good Samaritan, who looks after his enemies, in inverted commas. The Samaritan had no call of duty to look after the man at the side of the road. In theory, he had every reason to pass by on the other side, but he does precisely the opposite. And that's what Jesus does with us. That's what the Savior does with us. During those years of St. Jose Maria's life, when he was a young priest and anti-Catholic feeling was very high in Spain, one day he was on a bus or a tram, I can't remember which, and a worker went up close to him. And he thought, without the knowledge of St. Jose Maria, he thought he was dirtying the priest's clothes by rubbing down dust from his own overalls on them, or rubbing dried plaster onto the priest's cassock and making it all dirty. And he thought the priest didn't notice. He thought St. Jose Maria wasn't aware of this. But in fact, St. Jose Maria was well aware of it, and he let the man do it for a while, just dirty him and cover him with dust, in a cynical way like that. And he let him do it for a while, and then St. Jose Maria looked at the man and gave him a big hug and said, well, let's just finish off the job. Let's just do a proper job of this, with a big, big smile on his face. That's like the epitome of what our Lord is saying here, to love those who persecute us, to forgive those who are our enemies. And St. Jose Maria, well, he got the grace from God to do that, to love without any limits. Lord, thank you so much for making us in your image. And we are therefore made in the image of you who are love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that communion of love. We're made in the image of Jesus, Jesus who is love incarnate. We're made in the image of Jesus, Jesus, you who are the Good Samaritan. We ask Our Lady to fill us with joy today as we consider that despite our human weaknesses and limitations, we can in fact love people in a divine way. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 12 minutes past the hour on the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 20th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin our day of prayer now, joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia!
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia!
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will bless you day after day, and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Listen to my words. Give ear to my precepts. From the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes. The words of David's son, Koheleth, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labored. There is nothing man can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the man of old, nor of those to come will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. I, Koheleth, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I applied my mind to search and investigate in wisdom all things that are done under the sun. A thankless task God has appointed for men to be busied about. I have seen all things that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a chase after wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is missing cannot be supplied. Though I said to myself, behold, I have become great and stored up wisdom beyond all who were before me in Jerusalem, and my mind has broad experience of wisdom and knowledge. Yet when I applied my mind to know wisdom and knowledge, madness and folly, I learned that this also is a chase after wind. For in much wisdom there is much sorrow, and he who stores up knowledge stores up grief. The word of the Lord. I have seen everything that is done beneath the sun, what vanity it all is, and a chasing after the wind. Just as a man comes forth naked from his mother's womb, so will he go forth naked in the end. There is nothing which he can take away with him. We brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can take nothing with us when we go. Just as a man comes forth naked from his mother's womb, so will he go forth naked in the end. There is nothing which he can take away with him. From the Chapters on Charity by St. Maximus the Confessor, Abbot. Charity is a right attitude of mind which prefers nothing to the knowledge of God. If a man possesses any strong attachment to the things of this earth, he cannot possess true charity. For anyone who really loves God prefers to know and experience God rather than his creatures. The whole set and longing of his mind is ever directed toward him. For God is far superior to all his creation, since everything which exists has been made by God and for him, And so in deserting God, who is beyond compare, for the inferior works of creation, a man shows that he values God, the author of creation, less than creation itself. The Lord himself reminds us, whoever loves me will keep my commandments, and this is my commandment, that you love one another. So the man who does not love his neighbor does not obey God's command. But one who does not obey his command cannot love God. A man is blessed if he can love all men equally. Moreover, if he truly loves God, he must love his neighbor absolutely. Such a man cannot hoard his wealth. Rather, like God himself, he generously gives from his own resources to each man according to his needs. Since he imitates God's generosity, the only distinction he draws is the person's need. He does not distinguish between a good man and a bad one, a just man and one who is unjust. Yet his own goodness of will makes him prefer the man who strives after virtue to the one who is depraved. A charitable mind is not displayed simply in giving money. It is manifested still more by personal service as well as by the communication of God's word to others. In fact, if a man's service toward his brothers is genuine and if he really renounces worldly concerns, he is freed from selfish desires. For he now shares in God's own knowledge and love. Since he does possess God's love, he does not experience weariness as he follows the Lord his God. Rather, following the prophet Jeremiah, he withstands every type of reproach and hardship without even harboring an evil thought toward any man. For Jeremiah warns us, do not say, we are the Lord's temple. Neither should you say, faith alone in our Lord Jesus Christ can save me. By itself, faith accomplishes nothing. For even the devils believe and shudder. No, faith must be joined in an active love of God, which is expressed in good works. The charitable man is distinguished by sincere and long-suffering service to his fellow man. It also means using things aright.
I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light. We can be sure that we know Christ only if we keep his commandments. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Twenty-three minutes before the hour on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells us it's pretty simple. What you give is what you're going to get. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
But I say to you that here, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And for him who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And of him who takes away your goods, do not ask them again. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. We continue praying. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The Lord is King with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The world you made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their thunder.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Truly your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All power and all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to you, Lord Jesus. You rule with decrees that are firm and trustworthy. Be with us always, so that we may make disciples whose holiness will be worthy of your house.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
To you, O Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters above the heavens.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, they were made. He fixed them forever, gave a law which shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea creatures and all oceans, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that obey his word, all mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beast wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing, all earth's kings and peoples, earth's princes and rulers, young men and maidens, old men together with children.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he alone is exalted. The splendor of his name reaches beyond heaven and earth.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
He exalts the strength of his people. He is the praise of all his saints, of the sons of Israel, of the people to whom he comes close.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, extolled in the heights by angelic powers, you are also praised by all earth's creatures, each in its own way. With all the splendor of heavenly worship, you still delight in such tokens of love as earth can offer. May heaven and earth together acclaim you as King. May the praise that is sung in heaven resound in the heart of every creature on earth.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
The paralyzed man picked up the bed on which he was lying and gave praise to God. All who saw it gave glory to God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The paralyzed man picked up the bed on which he was lying and gave praise to God. All who saw it gave glory to God.
Father, you sent the Holy Spirit to enlighten the hearts of men. Hear us as we pray. Enlighten your people, Lord.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
Blessed are you, O God, our light.
You have given us a new day resplendent with your glory.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
You enlightened the world through the resurrection of your Son.
Through your church, shed this light on all men.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
You gave the disciples your only begotten Son, the Spirit's gift of understanding.
Through the same Spirit, keep the church faithful to you.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
Light of nations, remember those who remain in darkness.
Open their eyes and let them recognize you, the only true God.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lent is coming, and you can take it to the next level with Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons on the Mass, free to you every day. Sign up now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Sunday edition of Morning Air in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sada. Get to Mass today. Receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Make it a great and holy day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.